Here at the 2015 National FFA Convention, we've got our five Proficiency Award winners that we've been talking to, and the fifth one that we're visiting with today, a gentleman that we've talked to before, both at the national level, Proficiency Award winner previously, and also a previous star farmer for Oklahoma. Blake Goss is joining us today. Blake, you're from the Leedy chapter. Tell me about this year's proficiency.
Yes, sir. This year was turf grass management. I started with 7 yards and currently run 14. 1 yard consists of 19 acres. Keeps me busy about 4 or 5 days out of the week. Yes, sir.
Now, a yard, that's how many acres?
19.
That's pretty good size. Tell me what got you interested in this particular activity.
When I was in seventh grade, I actually worked for a local man that we mowed about 6 or 8 yards, and he paid me by the hour, and I got to thinking one night that I could probably do it on my own and probably double my money, so I took forth and I convinced my parents, and here we are now.
I guess you've had to add some equipment to be able to do that many yards.
Yes, sir. I run a zero-turn Hustler mower and steel weed eater and edgers and Honda self-propelled push mowers. Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
The FFA has had a big impact on my life, and ever since the eighth grade, you kind of get pride when you put on this jacket, and here shortly, I'll probably take it off for one of the last times and cherish the moment and enjoy the time with friends and family. It's not every day that when you put on a jacket, you're part of a family that will always have your back, and enjoy the moment. My dad was an ag teacher for 28 years, and I grew up looking up to FFA members, and as an FFA member, now going to head on to college, there is kids looking up to us, so set an example. And let's make this nation better.
You're one of the few members I can remember that you actually have won a proficiency award now as part of two different chapters. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, sir. The first one was emerging technologies, and now turf grass management.
And as you've come back up here multiple times, has it gotten easier being able to go through the process?
Yes, sir. Actually, I was sitting in the luncheon the other day, and I can look around, and I remember the first time that I interviewed for one, and I can simply see the people that have, and they're all nervous, and they come up and ask me for advice. Just calm, cool, and collected, and do your thing. This is our SAE. We should know about it, and just sit down and enjoy the time speaking to people that have the same interests as we do, and you never know, they might offer you a job afterwards and been there, done that, so enjoy the moment.
Yeah, I guess that really is the key for the proficiencies. They're wanting to learn about you and make sure that you actually own that program, right?
Yes, sir. It's a 12 or 15 minute process.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it once again. Thank you.